Today is November 8th, 2017. My name is Anastasia Miller, and I'm interviewing Ms. Sarah Clemens at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as an inspiration for the interview. The interview will be focused on the theme of legacy questions. Ms. Clemens, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Starting off, you are a speech-language pathologist. What brought your attention to being an SLP? Why did you choose to be an SLP?
I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to be a doctor. My dad always said I couldn't be a teacher. I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to be in the medical profession, but I didn't want to go to school that long. So I kind of found something in the middle, and so I'm a speech therapist. I get to work in the medical field, but I didn't have to, and I kind of got around the teaching aspect because now I'm here at Marshall and I get to teach at Marshall.
Okay, well, what is your favorite age group to work with and why?
Before I came to Marshall, I worked with geriatric patients. So I'm primarily an adult therapist. I don't work a whole lot with pediatric patients. At Marshall, I work a lot with voice and swallowing, and I also love working with the psychiatric population.
As a speech-language pathologist, what do you think is most rewarding?
I love giving people the opportunity to talk. So, for example, we are starting an ALS clinic, and we have people come in with ALS who, for example, Monday she said she can't talk on the phone anymore. And I love to talk. That's my number one thing I love to do. So being able to give somebody that opportunity back to talk, be able to call her friends on the phone and call her daughter, I think that's super rewarding.
I bet. What's something you want aspiring speech-language pathologists to know?
An aspiring speech therapist, I would say it's hard. It's difficult. I think even more so now than what it used to be, it's challenging to be a speech-language pathologist. The coursework's challenging. It's challenging to get to graduate school. But if you can get through it, it's worth it in the end.
Okay. Do you have any personal experiences with speech-language pathologists?
I did it when I was growing up, so I had no idea what a speech therapist was. The only reason I took a CD 101 class is because a high school English teacher said to check it out, so I didn't know anything about it before I was a speech therapist. I do have foster children. I'm a foster mom, and so I do have a son who now receives birth to three speech therapy. So I've been a speech therapist, and I've had a speech therapist in my home, which has been a pretty unique experience.
Can you tell me any more about your kids?
So, it's kind of a unique question, because my kids, I've had three sets of foster kids. So, I had a 5 and a 3-year-old. We had twins that were 3, and we had them for over a year. And then my son right now is 14 months, and we brought him home from the hospital when he was 6 weeks old. So he's had physical therapy birth to 3 and speech therapy birth to 3, but he's shown a lot of really great progress.
So what's the most rewarding and heartbreaking part of being a foster parent?
I would say this is not going to be your typical response. I think sometimes people say what they want people want to hear. I would say challenging is probably behaviors. These kids in the foster care system come from really bad homes, really bad places. And so a lot of times they come with a lot of baggage. No fault of their own, but it's challenging because that can result in aggression. And even at the age of 3 and 4, they can be pretty pretty behaviorally challenged. So that's probably most challenging. Most rewarding, it allows me to build a family. My husband and I didn't think we could have kids. I'm pregnant now, which is very exciting. So we have one on the way, so now I'll have two kids under 18 months. But we didn't think we could have a family, and foster care has given us the ability to have a family. So that's been amazing.
What's one thing or some more things that you want your children to take away from your success?
I want my kids to be independent. And I think that my husband and I are pretty independent people. As challenging as it is, and as much as I sometimes don't want to be, I'm a working mother. And I hope that my kids see that they can support themselves and be independent, full of initiative. That's the kind of kids that I want to raise.
So, can you tell me about someone who has a big influence on your life, whether it be for school and speech language pathology, or if it'd be, you know, someone who influenced you to be a foster parent?
Mm-hmm. I would say a person who's had a huge impact on my life in the speech therapy world, and she probably has no idea. I had a professor, Beverly Miller, and she was tough. she was known as the tough professor. And I think I almost sometimes try to emulate myself after her, because she was tough, but when you left her class, not only did you feel that you knew the information, she was an amazing instructor. And I felt that I deserved the A that I got. It wasn't an easy A, and I worked my tail off for it. And I felt that I had achieved something in her class. Not only was she a great professor and instructor, but I always said that if my mother had a stroke, I would want Beverly Miller to be her speech therapist, because I knew she knew what she was doing. So I think that she's probably the reason I'm teaching today.
So, like I said, our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. In speech-language pathology, there's obviously lots of critical thinking. What's an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life in general? And can you elaborate? Tell me a story.
That's an interesting question. I would say I always tell my students, my graduate students, I'm always yelling at them, because I feel that some of them lack critical thinking skills, because when it comes to clients are complex. And so we get these referrals for patients. We don't really know what they're going to look like until they come. We have to look through their medical charts. We have to get a case history from them. We interview them. We do test results. And then we have to collect all that information, not only to determine a diagnosis, but to determine what's our plan for treatment. And so being able to take all of those parts and determining what's the best course of action for a patient, I think, is a great example. It's what I do every day, is a great example of critical thinking.
So, final question. We've talked a lot about lots of different things today. What would you like to add that I haven't asked?
I'm not sure.
It could be about personal experiences, it could be with your kids, it could be with work, just anything about what kind of legacy you want to leave behind.
Legacy I want to leave behind. I think I want to be known as a good mother, which is challenging when you're also a working mother. And I also want to be known as a good speech therapist. I want to be known as a good professor. And so trying to wear the multiple hats that I wear of foster mom, mother, wife, speech therapist, instructor, Christian, I think wearing all of those hats and being able to excel in all of them, I think can be challenging. And that's kind of the legacy that I hope to leave.
All right, Ms. Clemens. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, and I think you will leave behind a wonderful legacy.
Thank you, Anastasia.
Yes.
That was a good time.
Thank you.